May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the feast of Christ the King. And the Bible uses many metaphors to express the richness of God to us. Because we cannot comprehend God in his pure essence, he uses metaphors drawn from our human experiences to help us to understand something of what he's truly like. And the scriptures help us in the same way to understand the character and ministry of Jesus. So, Jesus is said to be like a shepherd, a teacher, a brother, a friend, a vine, a way, or like bread. He's not a literal shepherd with sheep, or a vine with grapes, or a loaf of bread. But our experience of these things tell us something fundamentally true about Christ's nature and relationship with us. Now today, we are invited to reflect on the metaphor of Christ's kingship. His kingship. What kind of king is he? However, metaphors change over time, and therefore it's not certain that we will be imagining the same things when we hear the word king as Jesus' first century hearers did when they heard it. So I wonder what comes to mind. What image do you have in mind when I say the word queen? King, kingdom, perhaps a constitutional monarchy like the UK, Sweden or Spain. Although largely ceremonial, a constitutional monarch exercises power, the power of influence through relationship, respect and reputation. Is Jesus a constitutional monarch, do you think? Exerting influence through relationship, respect and reputation, but leaving us to decide how to live. Because we live in a constitutional monarchy, this metaphor will instinctively connect with us, even if it doesn't seem quite theologically right. For example, we're likely to believe that we should influence our culture for Christ as his representatives in order to help bring in the values of the kingdom. That we must use our freedom to engage in social and political debate and to exercise our constitutional right to vote. But the privileges of a constitutional monarchy are fairly recent. Perhaps your idea of a king or a kingdom has been formed instead by an absolute monarchy in a nation state of the 17th century. An absolute monarch exercises the power of control. Is Jesus a 17th century style absolute monarch, do you think? Does he operate within the defined borders of the church, issuing commands through his ministers and expecting your complete acceptance and obedience? Or maybe your idea of a king or a kingdom has been formed by the idea of empire. The Assyrian, Babylonian, Greek, and Roman empires swept through the Middle East during Bible times, one after another. There were no borders. This was about conquest. The kingdom existed wherever the emperor had the power to enforce his rule on his newly conquered subjects, exercising the power of dominion. Is Jesus a conquering emperor, do you think? With the church as his army, enforcing his rule on all people, wherever and however it can? Or maybe your idea of a king or a queen or a kingdom has been formed not by history at all, but by story. Perhaps you imagine the kings and queens of fairy tales who are good-hearted but often prey to despotic chancellors or wicked stepmothers. Such stories wield the power of fantasy to comfort us. Is Jesus a fairy tale king, do you think, holding sway over us as we indulge in a collective fantasy of the ultimate triumph of good over evil, reinforced by our scripture services and songs? There is another metaphor, one that lies at the root of our English word, king. And the words that Jesus used for king in Aramaic, Greek, or Hebrew also carry this meaning, because all these words were formed in simpler times. Our word king comes from the word for tribe or family, the word kin, K-I-N. And the Aramaic word used for king arose among nomadic tribes in the ancient Near East. It meant a wise, knowledgeable leader, trusted, who was able to lead the tribe with its herds and flocks to fresh water and green pastures. This kind of a king exercises the power of nurture to bless, provide, and protect. Is Jesus a family leader we trust to work for our good, do you think? A king who will lead us to blessing, someone to follow, someone to love, to honour, to emulate. So, how do you imagine Christ the King to be? A constitutional monarch to influence you? An absolute monarch to control you? An emperor to conquer you? A fairy tale king to comfort you? A wise leader to nurture you? A king to know, to trust, and to follow? How will you relate to him?